I come to you from St. Louis, and I come to you with great difficulty from St. Louis. We had a 3-day blizzard in St. Louis, and we sat for 4 hours in the airport waiting to see if the plane would take off, and it finally did. So you can imagine how pleased I am to be here. I really am pleased to be here. I'm going to begin with 3 light poems, beginning with an older one. The second part of Footnotes to the Autobiography of Bertrand Russell. I read the autobiography of Bertrand Russell and found that there were some unintentionally funny, I thought, comments in it, and I wrote a poem about one of these comments. Unlike my other poems, I should mention 2 references or allusions in this brief poem. Donne's flea is the flea in John Donne's poem, in which the flea bites, is said to marry 2 lovers by biting their 2 bodies and mingling their 2 bloods in his 1 body. And to gaze at each other with a wild surmise is the last phrase of, clause of Keats's poem about the discovery of the Pacific, this vast and awesome and uncharted expanse, in which the discoverers gazed at each other with a wild surmise. So this is the quotation that set off the poem. Her objections to marrying him are the following. A, he sleeps with 7 dogs on his bed. She couldn't sleep a wink in such circumstances. B, C, D, the rest were all very reasonable objections. This seems in a world where love must take its chances, undue distaste for the first of its circumstances. What in so snug a sleeper could be more rare than to sense in so snuggling a crowd something lacking there? And it seems that the lady lacks sensitivity to how brilliant her hymeneal reception might be. First, on the heated bed, he'd push aside 7 drowsing dogs to insert 1 blushing bride. And surely all other nuptial welcome pales before a sweet thrashing given her by 7 tails. 14 ears attuned to their master's voice would attend the orisons of their master's choice in bitches. And should some Dunn-reading flea propose a speedy union, he'd suffer 28 paws. Garlanded, guarded, graced with panting devotion, the human pair would partake of wedded emotion. She with unwinking eyes on the dogs, and he jostling dogs with his old impunity, until under his lips her eyelids would close, and the dear beast of the heart come to discompose the bed, whereon 7 pairs of canine eyes would gaze at each other with a wild surmise.